I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. This Friday and Saturday in the Musical Arts Center on the IU campus, it's Variations on a Russian Theme, the IU Ballet Theater, presenting Swan Lake with music by Tchaikovsky, and then My Eyes Opened with music by Dmitri Shostakovich. Our guest is one of the choreographers for Swan Lake, guest artist Cynthia Gregory. Cynthia, thanks very, very much for coming. You had a chance to work with the ballet theater group here for a couple of weeks. You're staging part of the show, and Michael Vernon is staging part of it. One of Michael's commitments is to actually condense and at the same time make the story a little bit more dramatic. Has that been part of your staging as well?
It has been, yes. To me, that is the most important thing about a classical ballet, not how many fouettés and lots of turns and high jumps that you do, but I'd rather see the story being told with the dancers being like real people on the stage, something that the audience can relate to.
Now, you had a chance to work fairly briefly, really, in terms of the amount of work with the IU dancers, and then you had to leave for a while. You've come back. Have they worked hard in the interim?
They absolutely have. Of course, they've had spring break, but they worked very, very hard, and now I have to put on the finishing touches. You know, I gave them all the steps when I was here for the 2 weeks, and I gave them things to think about, to work on, to develop in their roles and in their dances and in their bodies, and to get it really automatic. What I need now is for them to find the spontaneity out of all that automatic dancing that they've learned.
Cynthia, in your years as a dancer with the ABT, you put your own stamp on one of the signature characters from this. Can you describe that character a little bit?
Well, it's a dual character, dual role. Odette is the white swan, and then there's Odile, who is the black swan. And Odette is a tragic, tragic figure, turned into a swan by an evil sorcerer called Rothbart. She is trapped in this body of a swan. She needs someone to come and rescue her. And there comes the prince. And the prince is a melancholy figure, and he's looking for something in his life, and he doesn't know what. And he sees this beautiful creature and immediately blindly falls in love and agrees to try to save her, because only true love and swearing to that true love will save her. So then there's the black swan, who tries to trick the prince into thinking that she is the Odette. She is the white swan. It's a little complicated. In the end, they have to kill themselves and save all the other swans, and they're redeemed in heaven at the end.
Wow. Now, you made this role your own, and here you're coaching with young dancers. How has that felt to be passing this on and at the same time perhaps working with some dancers who don't have the skills that you had honed over the years?
I love doing this. It's one of my favorite things. I feel that I need to pass on what I know and what I've done and my experience and all the great masters that I worked with. All the 20th century masters of dance, I was really working with them, you know, face to face. And I need to pass that on to these young dancers. And I was their age when I did my first Swan Lake. You have to suspend belief a little bit when you come to see the Swan Lake, because there are so many talented dancers that Michael Vernon, who heads the dance department, said that he wanted to give one Odette does the second act, one Odette does the fourth act, and one Odile does the third act. So we have three different ballerinas doing the roles this time.
Wow.
In each performance.
We've been talking with Cynthia Gregory. She's a guest artist who's working with the IU Ballet Theater on the staging of Swan Lake. Also on the program is a world premiere of My Eyes Opened by guest choreographer Matthew Neenan with music by Dmitri Shostakovich. It's this Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock in the Musical Arts Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.